Luke leaned against the nearest pillar, trying to look relaxed, but feeling no more nonchalant this time than during the fight Ben had waged their first night on Doran. Ben faced his opponent, features set in the neutral expression he always assumed when he didn't want anyone to know what he was thinking or feeling. Chara's eyes were on the Hidden One. The Hidden One looked at the two opponents, made a little expression of displeasure, and said,
"Go!"
Ben and Chara moved toward each other. When about a meter and a half separated them, they began circling. Chara lashed out, the lower end of his staff flashing up toward Ben's groin. Ben reacted almost too late, parrying awkwardly. Chara responded with reflexive speed, striking down at Ben's collarbone with the other end of his weapon. Ben caught that blow too, interposing his own staff mere centimeters from his skin. The blow hammered Ben's weapon down into his flesh. It staggered him, and as he stumbled backward, Chara swept with his staff, catching Ben's ankle and hurling him to the stone. Ben continued the roll into a backward somersault and came up on his feet. He bounced up and down on the balls of his feet like a prize fighter anxious for action. Luke could tell that he was testing his ankle, determining how forcefully it had been struck. There was more than just vigor to Ben's bounce, though. Luke could feel the boy getting mad, angry with himself for being the first to fall, angry with his father for putting him in this situation, angry at the Keldors for forcing Luke's hand. Luke restrained himself from sending calming thoughts through the Force. This was Ben's fight, and the many Barrando sages present would be able to detect any interference from Luke. Ben and Chara came together for another exchange. This time, Ben managed to get a grazing shot against Chara's bicep before the more experienced fighter struck him. Chara's riposte connected with Ben's staff, raised in an across-the-body block, and was still strong enough to take Ben off his feet. Again, Ben rolled backward to get up, but this time Chara gestured, an exertion through the Force, and Ben's somersault continued out of control. Ben smacked up against one of the support pillars, his back and head hitting the stone hard enough to make Luke wince. Groggy, Ben shook his head. As Chara advanced, staff up and back for a thrusting spear-like blow, Ben's eyes cleared and snapped into focus. He shoved off from the pillar, an exertion in the Force, allowing him to slide forward as though the surface under him were oil instead of rough stone. Chara's thrust cracked into the pillar where his head had been. Ben's kick unloaded into Chara's gut, taking the Keldor clean off his feet. Ben bounced upright, seemingly unslowed, and Chara was up a fraction of a second later. Luke wanted to cheer. He could feel his son's emotions, feel that Ben was in control, intense but focused. Win or lose, he was fighting like a Jedi, not a furious teenager. Now the fight was on in earnest. The two combatants moved their staves at such speed that onlookers unused to combat could not possibly follow their movements. There was a dance-like rhythm, now one of them the aggressor and driving the other back, now the other. Chara hammered again at Ben's damaged ankle, hurting it further, and Ben now limped as he moved. The next time Chara tried targeting the same injury, Ben leapt clear over the blow and swung his staff at extension, its end catching Chara full on the crown of his head, knocking the Keldor down.
"Chara!"
That was one of the Barrando, a female shouting encouragement. Another yelled,
"Chara! Kayamash!"
Now Luke no longer bothered to conceal his smile. They were feeling it. These long-dead Keldors, feeling blood circulate through their veins, feeling adrenaline pump. Suddenly, they were sports fans, rooting for a favorite son. Ben felt it too. He looked around, clearly realizing that he was the outsider competing with a beloved champion. It seemed to discourage him not a bit, and Luke felt the moment that the meaning of it all clicked into place in Ben's mind. Now the boy had everything, emotion, focus, and purpose. Ben returned his attention to Chara. Chara was up fast, but obviously woozy. Ben approached again, limping, an aggressor closing in for the decisive blow.